My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to learn how to sing at least one song reasonably well. Not only can this be helpful at parties, it can be a lot of fun, too. So I am on a mission in life to help people realize that very few folks are truly tone deaf. Most people who claim to be terrible singers simply haven't practiced. They don't sing much in their adult lives beyond the occasional happy birthday at parties. Saying you can't sing is much like saying you can't run a 5K. A few folks have conditions that would preclude it, but if you can walk from the parking lot to your office, then, as the popularity of the Couch to 5K programs out there shows, you can probably run for about 30 minutes straight within a few months with practice. Likewise, unless you have a few very specific conditions, you can probably sing reasonably well with practice too. Anyway, I can't remember where I read this career tip, but several years ago, I saw a roundup of how one might invest $1,000 or so in advancing one's career. Most of the advice was about taking courses, but one of the more offbeat ideas was to spend the money on voice lessons, get really good at a particular karaoke song, and then perform it at the office holiday party. People would definitely notice you and remember you. And if you are at a large company, marketing yourself in that way is not a terrible idea. Even if you are not gunning for a promotion, though, learning one particular song that you can confidently sing just could be a lot of fun. Singing is fun, whether you do it at the office Christmas party or just in the shower. It is fun to actually enjoy listening to yourself. So how do you get there? First, you can choose a song that works well with your voice. Think about the songs you most love singing along to. Sometimes it's because they are catchy, but other times it's because the voice works well in your range. Experiment with singing along with the radio in the car. If there is one particular artist that you like a lot and whose voice seems to match the range of your own, go find everything that person has written. Are there any songs that make you particularly happy to sing along? Once you've got a favorite, it's time to practice. Search online for some good vocal exercises to warm up your voice. Notice how after you've been vocalizing for a while, you'll sound a little more confident on notes that aren't too high or too low. Then, find the lyrics for the song you want to try. Practice singing it a few times. How does it sound? If you are brave, try taping yourself and seeing if you can find an instrumental version of the song to play along. What parts could use some work? You absolutely can find a teacher who can help you too. Just like people look for running coaches, there are voice teachers out there. As an adult, you might not want to do lessons for years, but even a few can help. You can also look for opportunities to practice singing. Try going back to that house of worship you haven't been attending regularly. Find a community chorus that takes all comers and go a few times. And then invite some friends to go do karaoke and try out your favorite song. I think you will find that this is a wonderful addition to life. There is a reason we remember song lyrics far more easily than spoken words. Humans were made to sing. So why not learn to do so? Feeling confident with just one song can change how you think about things. You will sing Happy Birthday a little more loudly in groups and carry everyone along. And trust me, we need people who can do this. And that can definitely be you. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.